Well, I lived at a place called Sunny Good Street off of South University, and Gary Rasmussen, the bass player for the Op, and Scott Bailey, the drummer, used to come over and hang out all the time. And slowly but surely, when John got busted and sent away for 9.5 to 10 years for possession of two joints, the White Panther Party needed to build a strong local base here to help disseminate information concerning John and, and his cause. And I was contacted by Dave Sinclair, John's brother. And from there, me and my commune of people moved into the White Panther houses, at which point I became roadie for the Up. Worked in the Ministry of Culture, hauling equipment and sending out handbills and flyers and posters to our 67 chapters around the world on getting organized and how to do what we were doing here in Ann Arbor in their home areas. You know, and with the Up, you know, we were playing with Stooges and the MC5. It was sort of like a trinity amongst the three bands. You know, the Up were predominantly the musical organ after the MC5 for the White Panther Party. But, you know, there were major shows going on. Most shows back then were like at high schools and like teen clubs and stuff like that. So we all wound up, you know, playing on the same bills at various venues and stuff. And there and I would be.